Today we're Simon Peches. When you learn your Yeridaya, when you go for a beginner, you know that Peches and Peites are the easy simanim. And therefore, we'll be able to finish them, maybe not in 1 week, but pretty quickly. Peches deals with the halachis of having basar and gevina on the same table. And Peites deals with the waiting 6 hours, or 1 hour, 3 hours, between fleshix and milachix. These are the two simanim which we begin today. I forgot a gemara. Bizi, can I trouble you for a chulin gemara? Yeah, if you don't mind. Our Simon Peches is Shaloi Lahalois Basar Ala Shulchan Sheichlin Gavina. Not to have meat on the same table where one eats cheese. This is the first Mishnah in Perakal HaBasar. Afilu Basar Chayev Aif Asa Lahaloisai Al Shulchan Sheichlin Alav Gavina. You're not allowed to put Basar, even Basar Drabanan, on the same table on which you're having cheese, Shalo Yavai Loichlam Yachad. We're afraid a person will come to eat them together. Avol B'shulchan, Shasidar Avat Hashul, Mutalita in Zebetzadzeh. But on the counter, you're preparing the meals, there is no Gezerah, you're allowed to put them one next to the other. So we have here a Chumra and a Kula. A Chumra that on the table where you're eating, you're not allowed to have meat and cheese at the same time that you're eating, and on the table that you're preparing, you offer me. Let's take them one at a time.
I just want to say something. It means that I think the long table will make a difference.
So we're going to have the Pesach Teshuva is going to say that if it's so far that you can't reach it with it stretching out your arm, you have to stand up to reach it. That you don't have to be mad. We'll have the Pesach Teshuva given. The first thing is a chumra gabi chumra gabi chumra. You only not allowed to eat basar and chalav min ha-tayrev that cook together, and only basar behema. When machmen basar aif ato basar behema when it's cooked together. Then when machmen when they're not cooked together, and then when machmir not to have them on the same table. It's many gezeras l'gezera. So the Taz says, Taz aleph alpha gad b'ksholichem yachad nami lekes ha-deraisa. Even though if you eat it together, there would be no deraisa shein iser ella davka derech bishul yachad. Nimsa to have a gzeira l'gzeira, the Gemara Amrina and the Bekai Gavne Gazrina gzeira l'gzeira. You make such a gzeira. Alright, so Basa B'chalav, we know a very machmir, and therefore we make gzeiris, Rabbi Kiva Eger here, Otsech and Su, Asa Lahamid at La Loi Seyala Shulchan, Loi Mahani, Lahamid Etz Loi Shoymer, Sheyishmer Alav. He says setting up a Shoymer also doesn't help. To set up a shaymer to watch you doesn't help. Gana melech. Because sometimes a shaymer does help, sometimes not.
Does that mean it's not clear with the dark? Is it clear with zera, or is it clear with zera that's just okay?
I think it's zera. We'll see. I want to point out something to you. To answer your question. This, I think the Mechaber here is the Lashon HaRambam, if I'm not mistaken. It says Mishnah Cholin, but the Lashon of Shaloyav Eloichlam Yachad is not the Lashon HaMishnah. It's even though it says in the Baragoy Lashon Mishnah Cholin, it's actually a Lashon HaRambam. If you learn the Gemara, you have a problem. If you don't learn the Gemara, there's no problem. But if you learn the Gemara, it's the first Mishnah. Kol HaBasar, Kol HaBasar, Asar Levashel B'Cholav, V'Asar LaHalois and Gevin Al Shulchan. The Mishnah says it's Asar. Listen to the Gemara. The Gemara asks that it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. It's even if you're going to have it together, it's cold and cold. It's not a deraisa. Omer Abzabaya Gezeira Shema. It doesn't say Shema Yavay Loichlam Yachad. Gezeira Shema Yala Beulfis Reseach. It's a Gezeira. You might take a hot pot of meat on the stove, on the table, and a hot cheese, and you'll cook them together. Soif Soif Klisheniu Klishenianim of Ashul. Of course, so what? If you're going to bring a klisheni on the top, it's hot, who cares? Alexer Shemiyawa Bilfis Rishon. So Gzeri, you might bring the pot of hot food to the table, the Ilfis Rishon and the Kli Rishon, and that's what the Gzeri is. So you hear, we're making a Gzeri, you're not allowed to have meat and milk on the table, so you might bring the pot to the table, and then the cheese will get into the pot, and there'll be an Issa of Basa Mechal. So, I can't answer. It's a gzera, it's a gzera, it's a gzera, and they were geyser. But it's strange that it should say Shema Yavar Loichlam Yachad when the Gemara seems to say it's a gzera that you might cook them together. That the cheese, once you put cheese in, it's going to be yasa anyway. It'll be yasa al tachila too. So the Achrayim here have a tzvi on this.
Talking about at the table? Or
at the table. I think it's at the table. But you might bring it to the table, because on the counter it says it's mutter. So, Gezeira Shema Yale. Yale. You'll bring it on the Shulchan. Yeah, it says Ein. Osa Lahalois and Givin Al HaShulchan, Lahalois. Shema Yale, Bilfis Rish.
Yeah, that's the more explained called
Bosa. Right.
But our Shulchan Aruch is
Chayvah.
So even
Bilfis, no, it says Chayvah. Okay, let me read the whole sentence. Kala Basas Lavashu Bchalav Chutz Vbasadag Vchagadim Asahais and Givin Al Shulchan Chutz Vbasadag Vchagadim. So the Mishnah says of. I don't know. There are those who want to answer. Aruch Shulchan wants to answer by answering another kasha, because this Mishnah says you're not allowed to have them on the same Shulchan. The next Mishnah says, Ha'oif oyle magvina ala shulchan, veini nechel, divir beishame, v'sul oymerim loy oyle v'loy nechel. So the next Mishnah, beishame says, you're not allowed to have them on the table together. Kasha is if Ray said that in the previous Mishnah. What's it coming to add here with beisilo? So HaShulchan says that there's a Mishnah Rishayin and a Mishnah Shniyah. There we find sometimes in Shas, there were two levels of Gzeira. Original Gzeira was Shemiyala Belfis Rishon. Beisilo was Machmir, a second Chumrah. The Shema Yavalai Chom Yachad, he was Machmir on that also. And that it's sort of a Mishnah Shniya that asks. It's another Gzeira, there's no question. Chazal made extraordinary Gzeiras by Basa B'chala. But it's the Mishnah Shniya that we're asking. If you look in the Be'er HaGaila, he says Mishnah Chuladav Kuftalin Uke Beisilo. He doesn't always say it was Beisilo, B'Sham Beisilo. He doesn't say Ke Beisilo. But it would make sense that it was a Gezeira Shniya. Right, that's the question of the Makar. But actually, yeah, whatever the Makar is, we have here an Isser of having Baso Gavina on one Shulchan. And we're going to have to see the Gedarin, so Sif Beis will tell us when it's Mutter. The second half, that on the counter it's Mutter, the second half of Sif Aleph. You might think the opposite. When you're preparing the food, it's more of a problem. It's more, and your Delphus Rishon is more likely to be when you're preparing the food. So if you have, I don't know if you have in your copies the Yad Avram. No, I need the Yad Avram. Is Yad Avram? Is Yad Avram? Okay, it's on the bottom of the page. Okay, the Yad Avram says. The bottom line in our prints of the Yad Avraham. Avu Shulchan Shesidra Avatav Shul Mutalita Zevet Tzadzat. Ube Mishnah Messiah Vein Echayshish Mash Vadafel Lechatchila Shari. It's Mash Lechatchila on the counter. You're allowed to have Fleshiks and Milchiks next to each other. It's a Shalom Bayis issue maybe to in front of your wives to have Fleshiks and Milchiks near each other, but he says it's Mutter. V'tzarech Loima Demayri Mechusim. He says this heter on the counter next to each other is only if they're covered. Dimei magulin, if it's on, if they obviously means both of them are uncovered. Also lechatchila, k'maisha kasav nusim tzadik hei sif hei involved. Da also laniach kachol basar etzel kachol cholav the shem yipol mizel azer. That if it's open, we're afraid it might spritz from one to the other. Chaykas b'simin kufiyud aleph sifiyud ches baga. Also, levasha lechatchila beis kederish al Yisrael vevekechavim. Chatchila, you shouldn't have two pots on the stove, kosher and non-kosher. Yisheva yitzu nitzaitzis mizel lezeh. So, might spritz from one to the other. So, it comes out that the kula of on the counter is only if they're covered, that it's mutter. If they're uncovered, then it's aser. Vayin sham b'shach. The kosher ran a mishnah dazal shayne. Vashali you noigim zeh b'zeh. The kosher says he's yaitis. Hayru kibin the matter fill lechatchila. V'mein noigim zeh b'zeh also lechatchila. If you have two parts of fleishiks and milchiks, of kosher and non-kosher, touching each other, it's also lechatchila. Kedetnah and tzayir ada basu gvinim at pachas achas. You're let have cheese and meat in the same bag. They shouldn't touch each other.
Cold?
Cold, because you have to rinse it off. But yeah, they touch each other, the two parts, even if they're hot, it's mutter.
It's one of the most important klolim yeridaya.
That ain't bliya yaitzim a kli l'kli b'lay raitiv. Very important halacha to know that a bliya doesn't go from one keli to another, even if they're both very hot, unless there's a liquid that causes the transfer to take place. And therefore, if you have a milchik and a fleishik or a treif and a kosher pot cooking in the oven on the stove and they're literally touching each other, chilo he says you shouldn't do it. But for the eved, it's for the eved it's mutter because ain't bliya yaitzim a kli l'kli b'lay raitiv. And I should add, it doesn't help to know this halacha unless you know the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says that the amount of raitiv that sometimes a pot sweats, or from the steam, it gets wet on the outside, he says that's not called raitiv for this purpose. If anybody has to be clean below raitiv, it has to be liquid, it spills over, or there's liquid for some other reason. But
if the pot is covered, then what's the problem being in the table?
Oh, come on, 1 second, good. All right, so anyway, this is a rundown. The Aravram Bekitzer tells us a rundown. The heter lechatchila to have them next to each other is only if they're covered, not if they're open. If they're hot, certainly lechatchila they shouldn't be touching. But if they're hot and they touch each other, so it doesn't ask of the eved, even a guy's pot, a treifa pot, a kosher pot, that's the rule. It doesn't mean right on the inside; it means right on the outside of the pot, on the outside. Midvarav lomadnu. That if it's covered on the table, it's still a problem. Midvar Lomanu, he's touching up to Shulchan Aruch. Avol b'Shulchan Shidon Atav Shul Motalit Hazeh B'Tzadze. So it comes out, let's say you're eating breakfast. You prepared yourself a turkey roll sandwich for lunch. You put it in a bag, you have it in your briefcase, and you put it on the table. It would seem from here that you're not allowed to have it on the table at the same time. Because he's saying that Mechusim is the heter of the sefer b'shul shidav tashul mutalit hazeh b'tzadzeh mechusim. So it would seem to be that on the counter mechusim is mutter, but b'shas achila on the table, that even mechusim is aser, even though it's a far cry that a person will come to take and eat from it. But nevertheless, that's part of the gzeira. You're not allowed to have it on the table, even if it's mechusim. Where does it say samach lai? Okay, how close is Aser? Yeah. So we're going to have Pischei Tshuva Gimel. That close is where you could reach it by stretching out your hand. If it's a place where you have to stand up and go and get it, so that's not part of the Gzeira. In the house, you always have places, some places you can stand up and go and get it. But it has to be B'knei Pshitas Yad. So if you put it at the other end of the table, so then you have a head to fit this
day. When the Mechaber is talking about the Shulman from the Sadr Alodis in Oakland, and the Arabic is talking about, you know, the reason for it is because the group can shimmer it on each other. The person is noting it, that in the Shulman, on a couch where you prepare food, you also take from the food, you also sit from the food and eat from it. Does that convert that food counter into a table itself? You know?
It's hard to imagine that in the time of Chazal they didn't nash from the food that they were eating. I know. I always tell my wife, she served me supper. She never eats supper, so she tells me she eats supper as she's cooking. And every time she gets to the sudah, she neither. Okay, the question was in the refrigerator. Do you have to cover it? Because he said mechusim. That's a good question. But it says here in the place where you're working with the food, the shulchan shesider all about hashel. Doesn't say the place that you store it. Well, that doesn't say. Yeah, okay, so that's like the
shritz.
That's Sif Beis. Let's see Sif Beis. Sif Beis is the heterim, the cases where it's mutter. It's part of Sif Beis, so we'll learn what Sif Beis. Anyway, we're going to have four heterim, two in the Shulchan Aruch, two in the Pesach Tshuva, four situations where you're allowed to eat with somebody on the same table, milchiks and fleishiks. First, Hadalai Salaisei HaShulcha Davka Mishnei B'nei Adam HaMakirin Zeh Ezeh. It's only people that know each other. If you know each other, you might eat from each other. If you go to a dining room in the cafeteria and there are other people and you don't know them, so we don't make it there, you're going to come to eat from them because it's not likely you're going to take their food. So all, but listen to what Shulchan Aruch says. Listen to this. Davka people that know each other. Afilu hey makpidim ze al ze. Even if they're angry at each other. Even they're not getting along, they're in a little fight. But if they know each other, it's still awesome, because once they know each other. So what's the idea? What? The eating is going to be makarev them. I'll be your friend, because you have good food for me. It's true. Look at the Taz Bays. Very interesting Taz. See, the Gemara says it about brothers who are in a fight. Even though they're in a fight, still they may eat from each other. Now, the question is, brothers who are fighting are worse than to other people who are fighting? You're talking about children. Listen to Taz. Marshal perakala basasimim and gimu kasavalzeh loinihira. Here the Marshal is being made. Says, is that so that if they're makbid, it's awesome? Brothers that are angry at each other, what's it in? There's no question. Other people, not brothers, who are makpid. There's no shayla. What does it mean? They're friends and they're makpid. The word makir means they love each other without akpadis. And so how could it be makpidim? Or barachayim kufayim gimelism is ever kasa. Im hoi makirim zeh zeh. Oy beis achim afilu makpidim zeh zeh osir. I can't l'shayim. So it's up to Mashal that it's not true. If they're angry at each other, there's no problem. I can't l'shayim. That's the Mashal. Fi divrei Mashal. Mishnei b'nei yadam makirim zeh zeh hakara b'lei ava. Two people know each other but have no fondness for each other. Ala adar ava makpidim. Mutarim, Mashal is Makel, that it's Mutar. V'loi niril and the Estaiti came. Da b'shnei achim makpidim oya gam kein asfar ala hati b'gemara. Elo mishum loy plug rabbanon osru. Itam shalo yomu kal asrikim mutarim. Kein achinami b'shama kein zezeh amina loy plug. Kol asrikim, it's expression of gemara. Kol asrikim mutarim asrikim baisis asurim. Gemara talks about certain types of breads on Pesach that are osur. And there was one bakery that knew how to do it. So you're going to say, yeah, people are going to say that everything's us except for that. The guys are one, not to the others. So there's a machlekes in Mashal and the Shulchan Aruch. What's pshat in the Gemara? When the Gemara says achim u'makpidim are aser, Mashal learned achim u'makpidim is aser because they'll be friendly. When it comes to eating, they'll make up and they'll be friends. They'll eat from each other. In Cain, who didn't buy anybody. Davka by Achim. Achim are closer, they'll make up with each other. The Taz learns, no, it's not a loy plug. Takiv, they make pidim, it's not a lead from each other. But it's a loy plug, if you know the other person, loy plug. And therefore, he says that it's usher in any event, and that's the way we pass to Shulchan Aruch. So if they know each other, they're acquainted with each other, it's usher, it's a loy plug, even if they're not fond of each other. Avalach, Sadoi, Shem, back to Shulchan Aruch. So if heter number one, if you don't know each other, so then it's mutter. So you sit down on an airplane and you have a fleishig meal, the fellow next to you has a milchig meal. So at least in the beginning of the flight, it's mutter. Not the same table, okay. Not the same table, okay. But at any rate, the the truth is that the airline meals, they don't give you enough to share with anybody anyway. It's
they don't give you anything you want to share with anybody.
It's also cookies. It's cookies at the airport. That good story?
What
does it mean to give fish? When I fly, I take along a deli sandwich. I buy myself a deli sandwich, I take it along. They serve the meals. I take out my deli sandwich. Right. The person next to me is always willing to buy it to me for $20, $30, you know, because just get a bunch of plastic on the plane. At any rate, so we have heta number one is a makirim zeze. Heta number two, afila makirim imasu shum heker. Kugoy shekol echad oichal amape shaloi. Each one's eating on his own tablecloth. I afila oichal amape achas. The nice to be day and pass la hekera mutter. So the heker helps. Now you all should have learned this as well in Kuf Tzadikei in Ilchus Nida. We're a heker. You need a heker. A man and his wife who's a nida need a heker between them on the table. And a Eichel Bas and Eichel Chalav need a hecker between them.
The cover, if you have a dish with like a cover like they have a restaurant, you know, like a
yeah, pot. But usually you have to take off the cover in order to eat.
And yeah, but you're not going to take all the covers off at the same time because otherwise it'll get cold.
Get cold. Okay, but still, it seemed from the Aravron that covering it is not an eitz.
Yes.
A placemat is good unless you use it all the time. If you only use it when you need a hecker, so then a place not good. What?
Yeah, you have separate milk and
a mappa. A mappa means a separate tablecloth. If you have a separate tablecloth. Yeah, but it has to be, the understanding is that it's a hecker, the separate tablecloth. If it's the way you always eat, then it doesn't seem that it should
you
be a hecker.
Separate milk and
a red one from milk inflation.
Yeah, if you have separate milk and inflation. Now he's asking that the Maisa Shulchan Aruch Taka says, it's only also in the you know, one mappa. Attacker says that. But it has to make sense. If they always eat on separate mappas, then it wouldn't be a hecker.
It's one hand to heat.
Why not? Yeah. Yes, it reminds you not to eat from each other. The Dafka says the Ramah, Dafka she'ein oichlim and apas amunach b'neim lehecker. The hecker can't be a something you're using. You can't put something between you for a hecker and you're eating from that. That's not a hecker. It's all to be there. If it's a type of keli from which you drink, have a hecker. I can't think today of an example, of very few examples, because we bring our pitchers or our bottles to the table. I guess it would mean if you take the hot water and you put it on the table, it could be a hecker, even though you use it, because it's not something that's normally on the table.
That's the same thing for Siman Kuf Tzadikei.
Same as Kuf Tzadikei, right. The Koshkeidim Nastu Shah Benoira, a Shah Dvarim Shalash Shulchan, to have a hecker. The Yuzahir Shalai Lishtais Bekli Echad, Mishim Shah Michael Nidvak Bekli. You don't put your mouth, a fleshig mouth, a milcha mouth, to the same keli, because food could stick to it. Koshken shalayach will be pasechad. Certainly that to eat from the same bread, unless of course you cut it separately before. V'chei noyegin liyachid klisha melach l'chol echad b'fnei atzmai. Salt, you should have separate salt kelim for each person. Ki l'pamim taiblu b'melach v'nishru shirei meichel b'melach. Since you dip the bread in the salt, so they're going to be shirei meichel on the table. So a salt shaker would seem is more kuladik.
But we have separate.
You're dipping the bread. Oh, but you're dipping the bread, but since the bread comes into contact with the food, and then you dip it into the salt, so we're afraid some of it will make its way into the salt. And this is a lechatchila. This is a lechatchila. As far as salt shakers are concerned, it's not included in what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says dipping. So it's a good idea to have separate salt shakers, why not? But it's not included in what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says because you dip in the bread, a bread stays there. Salt shakers' bread don't stay there. Well, I don't know about that.
Rebbe, isn't a salt shaker a new innovation anyway? Because you're supposed to dip the pasta 3 times.
Yeah, I mentioned that you have Nairob time that it says that that when a person washes, you're supposed to dip bread, dip 3 times into salt. And I was sitting there upon a simcha, I think it was a pinyon aben or something. So I mentioned to him, Chazal say you dip 3 times, Mustam, in those days, that's how they ate. We have salt shakers, so you get 3 shekels. So he said, no. He said that it's for Tame Kabbalah, and it's dafka to dip. I mean, the idea to put some salt on the table and dip that doesn't mean every time you eat the bread. It just means you wash the initial achila. You should eat that way. As I state, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's why you dip it in. Okay. Okay. All right. So that's a reason to do the three dippings. Kapanim, we have two heterim. Heter number one is a makirin. Heter number two is a hacker. Pesachei Tshuva Gimel brings a third heter, and Pesachei Tshuva Dala brings a fourth. One of them I understand, and one I don't. So let's see. First Gimel. Gimel b'divrei Rashi Avi Ashach Zekan Beis Vodim Nadru Anazem Zem Utarin Lechol Basel Gvina Shasayim Zezah Ayin Sham. All right, you have another way to do it. If you really want to do it, eat it on the same table, make a neder not to have anah from each other, and that's another heter. Chikas Prima Gan. Because of Bach B'Shem Arshal. To be yoshim rechaykim zem zeh b'kdei shein yachol ha'echad lishayt yadei v'lechol m'mashaychol chaveiroi shari l'divrei hakob b'lei hakeret. This is what I mentioned earlier, that if it's more than arm's length away, then there's no gezeira. The gezeira is only if it's within arm's length. If to go and get it, so you can always go in the room and get something from a different part of the room. So that heter I understand. It's heter number three. You're sitting alone. I logically, it should be the same heter. What's worse?
Here there's a natural, I mean, there is a little bit of a derech eretz, not to just automatically.
Oh, you mean because it belongs to the other person?
A certain amount of resistance. Okay, but you call each other.
True. When it's someone else's, it's a little more of a... But Afal Pikein, it's Mustafa, the same heter should apply.
So it's no worse. It's no worse being alone.
Yeah, I think it's no worse. It's, yeah. The idea that if I get up, I can get up and go get Melechix anyway. So what's the difference? Look at Dalit. Dalit I do not understand. Maybe someone will explain it to me. The first part of Dalit, you bring something else. I'll explain that in a minute. But first, the second half of Dalit. I am b'tshuvas masas binyamin simekuf yudbeis b'amtsa tshuva. The mashrisham, dim gam acherim oichlim al shulchan zeh. If others are eating at the table, mutter af b'loy heker. The zeh odif nehem asu shum heker. Can someone explain to me what's the pshat in this?
Remind each other.
By nida, there's a halacha pshat tshuva brings. That a husband and wife are sitting together, they need a hecker. There are others there, you don't need a hecker. Why? The way I understood is because you don't show chiba in front of other people. You're not going to come to show and yonim shel chiba in front of other people. It's because you're not going to come to eat from each other. I don't think so. So here, you say people are going to remind each other that it's not. That'll be a down like Derbe Kivega. Derbe Kivega said Hashem, it doesn't help. So if it's because they'll remind each other, then
what are the other people eating?
Take your pick. If they themselves are eating either fleshix or melachix, they themselves included in the yisur. So they're eating parav. So what does it help? Unless it's not like the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger said that shemir doesn't help, and he means because there'll be a shemir, they'll remind you, maybe. I'm not sure. All this is, I don't think, a major consequence to all of us. I think we're all comfortable with this sister, it doesn't get in our way so much. I'll ask you a question, we'll see if it gets in our way. What happens if you have fleishiks and you're within 6 hours of fleishiks and now you're sitting next to someone who's eating milchiks? What do you say about that? You're within your 6 hours, you're also not allowed to eat milchiks. So what? It's a machamish l'chadarach, it's halacha. It's not a deraisa.
It's not a
drabana. It's a drabana. Zachazeh is a drabana. Question: how many hours? It's Gemara. Gemara says it's awesome. So take a look in the Berheitev Beis in parentheses. I'm sorry. No. 1 second. I meant the Beis Yaakov. This is not the Beis Yaakov.
Hecker?
Yeah. It's second half of the Beis Yaakov. In Hecker, there are parentheses. The Beis Yaakov, Simon Yud Beis, Hitali Yisrael, Yeshev, Eitzalai, Vikachav, Leichel Trefis, Leichashim, Hashem, Yeshev, Leilachshilai. All right? We're not worried. A Jew and a guy are allowed to eat together. We're not concerned. He says, Shami, we're not afraid he'll give it to you. The Shas says, because you're a bottle mine. So there's no problem with a guy. Ach. And it says, Misha Eichel. Now, Misha Eichel there is a toss at fuss. You should see Misha Ochal. You'll see it has to be toss at fuss, otherwise it doesn't make sense. Ach, Misha Ochal Basar. Beis Yaakov says, if somebody had eaten meat previously, also Leisha Beisal Misha Eichel Gavina. The person doesn't know your flesh. So the rabbi, he's more likely to give you milchiks. He'll give you milchiks and you're going to come to you. And you also might forget. Okay, it's like another gezeira to something which is already a triple gezeira. And all right, that's what the Pesachei Tshuva brought. B'shem the Prima God, lo yisi nisar b'zeh. That the midrash is not like the chumrah of the Beis Yaakov, and therefore the midrash is to be meikel. The Yad Ephraim also is meikel. There's a long Yad Ephraim. It's somewhere in the middle. Probably.
From the beginning of the
Yad Ephraim. Yaakov. Thank you. Wait. It's about 10 lines from the top. Yad Ephraim. Starts in Osu Shum Hecker. In the middle it has I'm Jews Vesyaka Simi and Bays. The one that says Yad Ephraim on top of the column.
You know,
that's as much as
it's got here olive custom the
I don't have an olive. It says I have a Chuvas Yaakov somewhere in the middle. He's ahead of times. What are you talking about? In 10 years, everyone's going to have his.
He's going to buy for everyone.
I have a Chuvas Yaakov.
To get an upgrade.
The Mishachal Basa also Leileshiv Teich Vav Shais Eitzel Mishachal Gavina. The Shemi Yaichel Yaishel Lev Yaichel. Ach and Zeh Yaichel Gavina Yaideish Is Yaichel Basa Mutter. I am Sham. Let's start to learn Mashemi Rai Mukulun Dav Zain Gabi Ashes Khavatechenes, David and Shaminchi Lachomadi Ayavle, Ubem the same Misham Raya Klal, the Hosam Misha Techenes Derech Narsham Lala Khal, the Kashina Shetishkafatechal, David is the Tetarid, Vava Gab that Tassan Amisham de Mayriva Omar, Turamadisha Kachol, Hainu de Mayrea Terra, then Kamisham Gazel. Someone who's cooking is going to eat from the food. Avdan Shandaka Bakaklechum Shastrino, Skavasel Gam came to Tayshan, came with Hal Dukh Lai Hashinan. Okay, this is the punchline. The chayim b'chol duchta loy chayshino and ela b'shas achila. Well, only chayshish when you're eating, you'll come to eat something else. And kagayin hada hacha b'shneach sonoim. The chayim b'chala shazar aichel. It talks there about a kain and a zar eating next to each other. One's eating chala. Chayim loyecha hazavim hazavim. Abba meshi yayshav etzah chaveiro shaloy al derech achila nira shein lochush klal. Now he's saying here something a little different than what we said. He's not saying that it's gzeiru l'gzeiru and not geyser. He's saying the gzeiru is if I'm eating and he's eating, I might eat from him. But if I'm not eating, so then I'm not going to come to eat. I'm not in the eating mode now.
What if you had lunch, you had a
pastrami
sandwich, and now it's 2 hours later and you're...
Oh, so let's finish him. Fa'af with varov. You had a fry meat, it's a second cooler. She'ocho bocho loy soyer adayin. The one who had eaten meat within 6 hours wasn't full. He didn't eat a full meal. Avalim kvar sa'atzu da'asai v'enei tov lechul klal. He already ate a meal. He's not hungry. Ein lochush. Then we're not chayshish.
No, so he's eating ice cream and you're eating potato chips. You're eating. Because you sit next to him then.
So there are two coolers here. The first cool is, if I'm not eating, that's a heter. I'm not chayshish, I'm going to come to eat. And that would still be us. If I'm eating power of the things, right. It still be a problem. The second heter is, I'm full, I ate a lot already, and there's no chashash, I'm going to be hungry and take from someone else. So then it's a, then we're also not chayish. It's a little funny, because nowadays, I mean, we're full and we keep on eating, you know. My wife asks me why, but a Shabbos soup, I have fish and soup, I tell her I'm full. You know, I want to bring kugel and everything, I tell her I'm full. And then they bring a dessert, and I'm ready to eat. So I always tell her, Rav Chalub Sumei Shchiach, the Gemara says there's always room. It falls between the cracks, you know. Rav chalub sumei shchiach. There's plenty of room for dessert. So it's a little funny that.
somebody's not eating isn't this a hacker? It's better
than a hacker. Okay. That's right. We don't make other gezeiros. It's funny that B'chalav, they made so many vayta gezeiros. Okay, so this is Simon Peches, as I said. About preparing. Yeah, so what does he say? The nearest 6 lines at the bottom in our print. Mishachal basam mutalay lasek b'machalik chalav gvina lechashim demasim b'meichaminei. Im ein derech shemisasek b'sakem machalim yechol miyano b'shasatikon. Sounds like otherwise it's no good. Mashal afachi ma'ide b'davish shavasim b'gazrina shem yashid l'pid. He says b'kamrak im nearer dafka b'davish sharekilus yilapam b'shasaisek utayv lechol. Somebody who normally eats from what they prepare, he taka asses.
So you have kemet melachis and fleishes at the same time.
Only if it's edible. She's working with raw meat. There's no problem. But, what do you say? Tuck it up that way. What do you say? He says that if a woman is within 6 hours of fleishiks, she shouldn't be preparing a milchik meal. That's what he says. Yeah. Nice to say, but it's a practical, it's a trend to
scold with.
Yep.
Especially.
Why? Because the person's not eating anything on Yom Kippur.
Also more serious.
It's a pashas mutar Yom Kippur.
No, I'm saying.
All right. It's a big chumrah. This can only come to the Rabbanan. Shem sefer kafiyesh shel hakol. That's if you don't normally eat. He seems to still ask her if a normal person normally eats from it. I call it Fianian.
Says
two, you can rely.
That is a Pisco Shulin. It's the same thing.
Same thing, they rely, they remind each other. Yeah, if it's raw, there's no problem. It's raw. Let's move on to Simon Pei Tess. The halachis of waiting for Fleishik's Kamilachiks. We all know that today there are two menhagim in Klal Yisrael. Those who wait 6 hours, which is the great majority of Jews, and those who wait 3 hours, such are Jews from Germany and Austria and the Netherlands, Holland, Amsterdam. So many of these countries, they wait 3 hours. The truth is, there's no minig we're going to see anywhere to wait 3 hours. The minig is 1 hour. You say in Amsterdam it's 1 hour. The minig that's brought in Shulchan Aruch is 6 hours and 1 hour. The minig of 3 hours is sort of some type of compromise. I don't know exactly from where it comes. What? Sfardim has 6 hours, yeah. There is a variation of the 6 hours, a briska kula, that Rav Chaim was medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, k'moyshe shayis, that you don't need 6 full hours, it's enough, 5.5 hours, and, you know, the later versions are into the 6th hour, but that it's 5.5 hours. I, as a boy, I had heard of this, and I, you know, this is one of the Yetzaharas. You know, they... I think they say from Rav Huttner that a frum yid has 3 taivas. To be a gedavinta, a gebenchta, and a parava. You know, there are 3 things you want to be. You want to be parava, you want to get your davening over with. You don't want to have to bench, you know. You want to get a gedavinta, a gebenchta, and a parava. So I started waiting the 5.5 hours. I figured, look, you know, it's a sheet to 1 hour, a sheet to 6 hours. Rav Chaim says 5 minutes, that way 5.5. And once I was talking to my father, Oliver Sholem, and I told him, you know, he says, no, I'm meeting us to wait 6 hours, not 5.5 hours. So I went to Rav Shor, Gedaliah Shor was alive then, and I asked him, is it separate minig? Or Rav Chaim is teaching the 6 hour minig? So he told me, no. The minig is 6 hours. The aloch is 6 hours. Rav Chaim said a chiddush, you know, Rav Chaim's talmidim, hold of a chiddush. But the aloch is 6 hours, and Shulchan Aruch says, sheish shayis. Rav Aaron said what?
five and a half. I think
5.5 hours.
Okay. They have flame shakes for lunch and then milk shakes for the top.
5.5 hours. Okay. I don't know. I'm sure learned by Baron, but in Kletsk, they probably didn't have fleishiks too much anyway. What? 5.5 hours. 5.5. The brisk, I have no shayla. Because since it's a, finally you have some brisk, a kula, you're not going to. So, okay. I don't know. I've heard people say it, but I don't know. Let's learn the halachas inside as much as we can do today, and then and we'll finish it next week. Now, there's obviously two issues: milchiks after fleishiks, or fleishiks after milchiks. So, just so we don't get confused, fleishiks after milchiks is siv beis. So let's wait. Let's learn sif aleph, which is fleishiks and then milchiks. And the more complicated idea of milk gets the flashes, we'll look at the sitbets. The Gemara, what does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara says that we don't eat milk and flashes except misu'udah l'su'udah. That's the Lashon Gemara. From meal to meal, which the Gemara remains ambiguous as to how many hours one should wait, what the period of time is, and that's why you have two shitas. 6 hours, meal to meal. And 1 hour, how that's meal to meal, exactly we'll have to figure out. Now, one more hagdama. Why? What's the reason that you wait from milchiks to fleishiks to milchiks? We have machlokes to Rambam and Rashi. See in a second. The Rambam says, because of chashash basar shebein hashinayim. We're afraid there may be meat stuck between a person's teeth, and therefore he'll eat milchiks and the meat will come out, and since it's a tendency of strands of meat to get stuck between the teeth, so therefore, Chazal will machik 6 hours. From the Rambam comes out of Kula. He says, after 6 hours, the basar is not considered basar anymore. It's called spoiled, and after 6 hours, it doesn't have a din basar. That's the Rambam says, even if it's there. Rashi says, no, it's because meat is moishach tam. Whatever moishach tam means exactly, we don't know the taich. Moishach tam. It means that tam drags on. I remember once asking Shaila, what happens if you had frankfurters for lunch? And it's 8 hours late and you still feel them. Could you have milchiks? You know, joke, it happens. And the cholent, sometimes you can feel the cholent. It's more than 6 hours. Are you have milchiks? So the answer is yes.
And have a coffee Sunday morning.
So halacha is you're allowed to. What exactly Moshech Tam means is very hard to explain because Rashi, we only have the words of Rashi. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons?
If you spit it out. Or if you spit out the food.
Okay, so.
Chicken soup,
good. So one nafkamina is chicken soup. Let's say you have something that couldn't get stuck between your teeth. Like the Rambam, you don't have to wait. Like Rashi, you have to wait. The reverse.
If you spit out.
Well, there's a gzeira. I think you'll tell me someone who can change his teeth. But one night my wife was falling asleep. She was saying, I'm so tired, I have to go brush my teeth. I said, well, wait a few decades, I'll be able to do it for you. But we should live that way. But if somebody takes meat, chews it, doesn't swallow it, he chews it in order to give to a child, to prepare for a child, and spits it out. So there's no Moshech Tam, but there's a Chashash Shabasa Ben HaShinayim. So that says right here in the beginning. Let's see the Mechaba first. Achal Basa Afil Shechayiv Aif Lo Yechol Gevina Acharav. Even poultry, which is Drabanan, there's a Gzeira. Achi Yisho Shei Shois. It doesn't say here 5.5. Mechaba says clearly, Achi Yisho Shei Shois, 6 hours. Afil Mishal Kishir, Yesh Basa Ben HaShinayim, Tzarech La'asirah. Even waited 6 hours. Like the Rambam, no problem. Even if there's meat between your teeth, it's no problem. But with Chayshish for Rashi, so even if you find meat between your teeth, you have to remove it. Haloyes Latinik Tzarech Lahamtin. If someone who chews and spits out, also has to wait 6 hours. Look at Taz Aleph, Yesh Bezeh Beis Tamim. The Taz gives two reasons to Echad. Shabasa Maitzi Shuman HaMashach Tam Adzman Aruch. Rashi's reason. Because the basa is meishach tam. If he's a mishaloi achal alalayis latinik ain't sarach lahamtin. Koy to Rashi, if you chew and spit out, you don't have to wait. Because the meat stuck between your teeth, which is called basar until 6 hours, if that's called spoil, there's a kula going to the Rambam, that if you still have basar between your teeth after 6 hours, like Rashi, it's a problem. You have to get it out, and like the Rambam now. The kaimon lahachmir kishnei hatamim.
What? Basar shebein hashinayim. Yeah, but you're still not allowed to eat basar in the same mouthful as meat. You still can't take that meat and eat in the same mouthful.
But that's because the Rambam held that's not meat.
The Rambam says not meat.
Rashi doesn't hold that's not meat.
Well, we have no makar.
The basar means you digested it, and then you're
right. Right.
So but how do you know that?
If you have basar between your teeth,
how do you know it's not?
According to Rashi, if you have basar between your teeth, you pull it out and swallow it. You have to wait 6 hours.
Oh,
it's koshkei. You can't have it in the same mouth as milk. Is there a shear? I have a very disappointing news. We're learning Yeridaya. The most disappointing thing we learned in the Simin was the Haflah. There's Sefer Haflah on Yeridaya. The Haflah said, since it says that if you find between your teeth, you have to spit it out. Especially if you swallow it, you have to wait 6 hours. So we see that there's no shear. Even the amount of meat stuck between your teeth, if you swallow it, it's the same gezeira. You have to wait 6 hours. Even though how much mashach time is it going to be? But it's all one gezeira. It's happened in the yeshiva, that boy's in the dining room. They come up to ask, they said, you know, they served the meat, and I took a little bit, and now I found my friends are going to the pizza store. Can I go? I ate so little, I ate a tiny amount. What should I do for you? There's no... What? If you chew it, you're in trouble, because then there's a kshash. If you spit it out, that's lais and lais and da'atinuk, which is still a problem.
If you find meat between your teeth after 5 hours,
if you find, you spit it out, and the Ramah repeats it. We'll see it in the Ramah. In Matzar Achar Kach Basar Shebein Hashinayim Umesirai Tzarech Ladiach Piv Kaidim Sheichel Gevina. If you find Basar Ben Hashinayim, you have to spit it out and wash out your mouth before you eat cheese. V'yeshayim Rim Dei Tzarech Lahamtin Sheishayis. Here's the cooler. This Yeshayim Rim holds that you don't have to wait 6 hours. Kepirish Taisis, it says in the Gra. Rak miyad im siluk uberach birchas hamazon mota yidei kinuach v'hadacha. Rak miyad, right away. If you bench, the Gemara says nesuda l'suda. So if you have a separate meal, all you need is kinuach v'hadacha. Now kinuach and hadacha means kinuach is with a solid and hadacha is with a liquid. In other words, you rinse out your mouth with a liquid, that's hadacha. But that's not enough to get things that are stuck in between your teeth. So you also have to chew a piece of bread or something, which will help dislodge particles from that are stuck to the teeth. Or flossing would be definitely good.
Is gargling enough for
hard to... But flossing only good for between the teeth. The surface also may have... Bread cleans the surface of your teeth. You brush your teeth and floss.
Gargling is enough for hard to
floss? Gargling is unnecessary. Not worry about the throat, worry about the mouth.
Swishing
around. That's good enough for hadacha, yeah. And kinuach, you have to eat.
What about just taking a drink? Is that enough for hadacha?
No, you have to swish. Yeah. V'haminig ha'poshut be'medinas elu lahamtin achar achilas basar sha'achas. So really, the sheet is you don't have to wait at all. The minig is to wait 1 hour. V'aychna ha'kakavina miyutzichon levarach gamkein bechas hamazon achar abasa. It's important to know that you have to bench, you have to fleishix before you eat milachix, no matter how long you wait. The ha'oz have a kasuda acheres the mutal lechol divrei amakilin. It doesn't help to wait. The truth is, even 6 hours. If you don't bench, well, by 6 hours you're not going to be able to bench anymore. Doesn't matter if you wait the hour before benching or after. That's important because this line is megalitos. When does the 6 hours start? Maybe it starts when you bench. We all know that when we finish the challah, we look at the watch and we know when 6 hours is. That's based on this. The 6 hours doesn't end from the end of the fleishig meal. It ends from the end of the eating of the fleishigs, and that's it. V'matza basar ben shinov achar ashah tzorach lenakrei lasirai. If you find basar between the teeth after the hour, you have to clean it out and remove it. V'yeshayimim de'en levarach bilchus hamazon amanos lachol gavina. Some say it's a shayla bracha shein tzricha. If you're only benching in order to eat, it's a shayla if you're allowed to bench that way. Avalein this harim b'zeh, but the minig is to bench. Let me just finish. V'yesh medagdig in lahamtin sheishois arach achilas basar l'gavina v'chein nochein lasis. Even the Ramah says that it's nochein to wait the full 6 hours, like Yesh Medagdikin, which is the Rambam Shita, the Chei Nochim Asais, and that's the meaning, I think, of the overwhelming majority of Jews, is that you wait 6 hours. You know, it's a big simcha when a girl gets engaged to a Yaki and only has to wait the lesser amount of time. Just look at the Dagum Ravava.
What's the Kurmot telling them?
Let's just say it.
You want to say that you shouldn't dance, right? Yeah. But then, but I can't eat chicken.
That makes it tricha, you mean? Okay, he says that Einus Arbizah.
Where is it that we count
that have to eat? Right before the parentheses, they had said, Shah Achas Achagvina. There's no difference if you wait the hour before your bench or after your bench. You see, even before your bench, it already starts counting the time. That's what you see from there. Look at the Dagum Ravava. It sounds like a chumra of the Dagum Ravava. Look what it is, his lashon. Ain't sarich she avav shayis may isai. Now here I have to trouble you to turn two pages on the copies, because it continues two pages, the second page later. Zman. Now look at his lashon. Remember, this lashon bothered Rav Palm when we were learning it. Mekam ashva lehedya, shei shoyis hainu, listen carefully, mesoif achilas basar, which is what we said, ad tchilas sudas hagavina. The beginning of the milchika meal. This sounds like, let's say it's I'm time to teach al shudas. Now when I'm milchik, it's not 6 hours yet. So I'll wash, I'll wait 20 minutes, I'll eat a piece of gefilte fish or some challah, and then 20 minutes later I'll say, okay, now I'll have milchik. Sounds from the lashon of Dagum Ravava that's not proper. That the 6 hours is to the beginning of the sudas milchik. That's what it sounds like. It's not what he's coming to tell us. The Ikri is talking about something else. But that's what it sounds like from his lashon. Why should that be? I don't know. The fact is that the other Paiskim don't say this. The Paiskim say Beferish. It's from Basa to Cholov. I think that's the Halacha. But the Lashon Dagum Ravava seems to be that he himself was a
Machmir. From the end,
Sudans, I'd never heard. I don't recall hearing such a Shita. But
once you start the Machmir Gemil, you'll eat Machmir already. There's nothing stopping
you. Another Gezeirah. On top of all these Gezeirahs, you're going to make another Gezeirah. So, I don't know. It's a funny... But I'll compare him, that's what comes out of Dagum Ravava. So we have the din of the 6 hours of Fleshix to Milchix. One more thing, there's a machlokes here, Shach and Taz, is after you wait, whether you also need kinuach v'hadacha. In other words, there's a shita you don't have to wait. Bench, do kinuach v'hadacha, you could eat milchix. The shita, no, it's man, it's an hour or 6 hours. If you wait the hour, is pshat, you need kinuach v'hadacha plus the hour or the 6 hours? Or is it one or the other? So it's a machlokes here, the Shach and the Taz. The Shach, it's of Kotten Zayin, says Tzachlan Akroy Lahasira, if I as most have gotten Dal Tzar Hadocha Vikinua Chape. Avovade im loy motza basa ben shina of the aminig bantana shah, sagi afilo b'loy kinuach v'hadocha. He says that when you're waiting the shah, it's enough without kinuach and hadocha, because when you wait the hour, that takes the place, so to speak, of the kinuach v'hadocha. And he says, he continues, that's what he says. He says that it's enough an hour without kinuach v'hadocha. The Taz Beis, you can skip to the last three lines. Dava Pashadu, the Mishnei b'kula zel amtin sha'achas saragam ken kinuach v'hadocha. K'mashkus devi Hashem shal ramash and nukal kula azayis. He doesn't say about 6 hours, but he says about 1 hour, presumably 3 hours as well. Yes. That somebody who's mekel the end of Taz Beis.
No. So what would you say about 6 hours? 6 hours.
It sounds like 6 hours. Not that's he's make mechalik. But that when you wait 1 hour or 3 hours, that you do need a kinuach v'hadocha. Okay, this is the easier. What? Gilui Marsha, what does he say? Laham Tisheshai, which one? Laham Tisheshai? Ratzalai Mesuba Lesuda. Vasha Bechayef, Ein Beit Suda Saram Suda Saravis, Kim Dal Choice, Vizem Muskin. It's a fixed 6 hours, yeah. As he said, Beisudul Suda, I don't think he means from benching to washing. That's where it comes from. The Gemara's Lashon is Sudul Suda. The 1 hour is hard to understand where it comes from.
How is Suda Suda 1 hour?
It's a big chumrah.
What? It's a chumrah, the 1 hour. Stinker Adin is that you just bench. How do you do it? Okay. Regular shots. Regular hours. Okay, so what? It can't be shy, Samadias. If you eat by, in the winter, if you eat by day, you wait less, and by night, you wait longer.
The first thing Shubba Gimel says is the same possibility.
Yeah. You may be shy, Samadias. Okay. Okay. The Shay Shay is Misuda Lasuda, meaning from one meal to another, it has nothing to do with benching. It has to do with the time. He doesn't say, he says not shy. But he said, a fulke there. What? It's hard to know because we wait 6 hours anyway, so it's not an issue. But you know, normally in your day we pass like the shah, so typically. The no, when the yakis hold 1 hour, but they have to. You're right. The yakis hold 1 hour. They have to. If they have basa ben hashinayim, then it's aser. This is if you find basa ben hashinayim. After 6 hours, the time is muchal. But in 1 hour, it's not muchal. That's for sure.